Chapter 1. Why Inspiration and Fables Cause Problems and Fix Nothing. May 2013, and I am at the closing dinner for an executive program in Barcelona, Spain. As with other such programs, I have taught material on power in organizations, mastering organizational dynamics. The topic of power remains, unfortunately, much as the Harvard Business School professor Rosabeth Moss Kanter described it more than 30 years ago, the organization's last dirty secret, something that nice people don't talk about, let alone teach to executives. And my approach, describing organizational reality as it is, rather than as we wish it to be, can be particularly challenging. As Publishers Weekly commented on a book I wrote on power, a description that also applies to my classes, the book has a realpolitik analysis of human behavior that isn't for everyone, but its candor and forthrightness are fresh and appealing. A participant, who over the course of the evening has had too much to drink, decides to come over to the table where I am sitting. His inhibition sufficiently lowered, he begins to berate me for the material I have taught, but mostly to complain about what I have failed to do. "I want to be inspired," he says. "Sure, I understand you have taught us what the research literature says and how to navigate organizational reality, but I came to this program for inspiration. It is the job of teachers to inspire their students." My reply, "If you want inspiration, go to a play, read an inspiring book, listen to great music, go to an art museum, or read some of the great treatises on religion or philosophy. I am a social scientist, not a lay preacher." "No," he insists, "it is your job as a teacher of management to inspire me." Or, as a former MBA student put it slightly differently when we had dinner, "I have a soul-crushing job. I need hope." As the data reviewed in the last chapter demonstrate, many people have soul-crushing jobs and work for ineffective or even abusive leaders, and they apparently think the job of business schools and professors is to provide inspiration and hope. So many leadership players provide what the customers want. For instance, if you go to the website of the Belgium-based Vlerick Business School, there, on the very first page, is the headline, "Looking for an Inspiring Management Course?" Vlerick isn't alone. The Australian Graduate School of Management, part of the University of New South Wales in Sydney, also highlights on its website the fact that we create inspirational learning opportunities. Inspiring or inspirational seems like an unusual and possibly surprising adjective to describe a class or a program of study. I don't see many medical schools, architecture programs, physics departments, engineering schools, law schools, or computer science departments advertising their classes as inspiring. Useful, rigorous, well-delivered, innovative, scientifically based courses and programs that provide a foundation of knowledge for effective professional practice. Certainly. But inspiring? Probably not. If you are a leader seeking to actually change a workplace's conditions so as to improve employee engagement, satisfaction, or productivity, or if you are an individual seeking to chart a course to a more successful career, inspiration is not what you need. What you need are facts, evidence, and ideas. Cheering may be helpful at sporting events, but not so much in the nitty-gritty job of fixing workplaces and careers. This chapter lays out the many reasons why inspiration is not only a poor basis from which to attempt serious organizational change, but also useless for figuring out how to have more personal success inside work organizations. My view about inspiration is clearly in the minority. Inspiration of the sort that participant in the executive education course was seeking is precisely what the leadership industry mostly delivers, providing good feelings, if not always enlightenment, entertainment, if not invariably education, and, most important, at least to the consumers thereof, hope rather than despair. And why not? Real life is difficult and depressing enough.